Welcome back to Loaded and Rolling. I'm your host, Thomas Wasson, trucking expert here at Freight Waves. And it's springtime. Get excited. But one thing you really want to get excited into is how AI is springing into the artificial intelligence transportation world. Topic for today is going to be about how telematics, especially in terms of computer vision and using the cameras and sensors on tractors, how that is changing the way fleets and other companies in the supply chain are operating. So we're going to be introducing our guest, Abhishek Gupta. He's the VP of Product at Motive. Telematics provider, data provider, a little bit of everything. And Abhishek, pleasure to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Oops. I
to move the camera. We do this live.
yeah. No, thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of Freight Waves and excited to be here today. So just a little bit of background on me. I'm a VP of products at Motive, responsible for a lot of our core fleet safety, equipment monitoring products. Been here for almost 5 years, worked in the tech industry, for a longer period than that, and really have had a great kind of perspective on the trucking market, by virtue of being in at Motive. So, excited to be here today and talk about AI.
And I think your experience highlights a really awesome trend that we have been seeing is folks coming from a traditional tech industry background into supply chain trucking and analytics, just because there's so much IoT, the Internet of Things, and all this data that we can use to make better decisions. Talking about it, one of the big things is AI, fleet safety, productivity. Tell us a little bit about what y'all at Motive have been working on in that space, because back in my day, even things like dash cams, when I started back in 14, we really didn't see a lot of this technology being deployed other than like an ELD device and then the corresponding data from the trucks.
Yeah. So I think a good way to understand, what we've been doing and, how AI fits in here is, think about kind of what's been going on the roads in the last few years. Accidents are increasing. Use of things like cell phone is quite prevalent. Hiring is obviously tough, which means sometimes that your hiring standards have to change depending on, whatever industry you're in. And so, what we've been seeing is just a large prevalent increase in the costs of doing business, even the costs of, inflation and other things like that impacting, the bottom line. And so, at Motive, our focus is really how do we use AI to help our customers become more profitable, more productive, and safe? One of the key ways that we do that is through the use of our AI dash cam. Our AI dash cam, simplest way to kind of understand it is, it's a camera, it's a dash cam that can be installed in a windshield. It has computer vision running on the camera itself. And specifically, the kind of capabilities that it can look for is unsafe driving, from drivers on the road. Let's say they're, tailgating, rolling stop, using their cell phone, various things like that. And basically, from leveraging this computer vision on the edge, we're able to instantly detect and alert drivers of any sort of behavior and use that to actually prevent accidents. And, through the use of this technology, we've seen a number of customers, a variety of different customers, some of the largest ones that we've recently, worked with, Western Express, Kone, First Fleet, we've seen a lot of them start seeing a pretty significant impact in not just the unsafe behaviors that they're detecting, but in terms of the accidents that are going down. And we've expanded, through this, really our vision for how we can leverage AI to, to impact some of these businesses. I think one of the things that I would mention is, we don't just think of AI as kind of, running from the front of the camera. We're also thinking about AI in multiple other ways. We use AI to through our AI Omnicam, which is installed in the side and rear. It can help with things like blind spot monitoring. We're using AI in detecting fraud through the use of our Motive card and other sort of signals that we're using. So we think that AI is going to be critical as we help these businesses achieve greater returns through the use of automation, through the use of and by integrating all their operations together. So That's really where we've seen the adoption come in and where we're really excited about AI making an impact.
Well, it's such an interesting thing because especially when we talk to folks about AI, even in the media space when I write, everyone thinks that AI is either making images, making these little video things, or making like copy. But processing data, especially driver safety and behavioral aspects, I'm assuming that was one of the big things that now with all of this data, the AI is actually able to proactively look. Because back in my days, we wouldn't even have speeding events. It would normally be after the fact an accident occurred, and then you're stuck with this legacy thing where you're reacting to previous things instead of now it's like real time. Hey, Bob's speeding. Bob's following too closely. We're picking this up. You need to talk to Bob. Is that kind of one of the biggest trends that we're seeing for AI? Because I feel like AI is such a buzzword that AI has specific use cases where it's actually taking stuff off your plate when you never even knew you had time, you know, you didn't have time to even look at it.
Yes, exactly. And you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head, which is AI is really about making you and supporting you and doing your job better, right? It's not really about replacing something. It's really about how do I give you better visibility? How do I focus your attention on things that matter? How do I ensure that the things that you know were tasks that could be you know that were mindless or cumbersome, how do we automate all those things? That's really where we see AI fitting in. And so when you think about it from a safety perspective, you know, for our customers, having visibility into unsafe behavior as soon as it happens is so critical to preventing accidents, right? If you have drivers who are using their cell phone you know multiple times in a day, that is a lot of risk you have out on the road. You don't want to wait hours. You don't want to wait days to be aware of that knowledge. You want to take action and immediately, you know, do something about it. Whether it might be through, you know, real time feedback through the product, whether it might be, you know, directly contacting the driver. There's just so much benefit that customers get from having visibility at the right time and having visibility that maybe they didn't have before. Now, one of the key tenets to making sure that that's possible is making sure you have some of the most accurate AI, right? You know, to your point that about AI being a buzzword, that is something that we take very seriously here, which is how do we make sure that when customers see the term AI and they think about Motive and they think about our dash cams or any of our AI solutions, they think of it as the most accurate products in the market, right? And we've invested a lot of time and energy, you know, through our people, through our algorithms, through you know the data that we collect that we use to improve our algorithms to really make sure that we have the most accurate cameras in the market. And it wasn't, you know, it's not us who's verified that. That if you know if you look at anything from VTTI, which is you know Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, you know they published a study you know recently about you know Motive's having the most AI dash cams in the market, accurate AI dash cams in the market. And that is really how we think customers should think about these products is because for your AI, it has to work. You have to trust it. You have to think of it as you know, a co-pilot that you can use to better you know, enhance your job as alluding to earlier. And so it's really critical for us to make sure that customers see that AI isn't just a buzzword, but it's something that they can trust. And underlying that trust is truly about having you know, the correct benchmarking and the correct accuracy to support that.
And looking at some of the use cases of the data, I think it's fascinating, especially identifying unsafe driving behaviors, drivers that are having issues with speeding, lane changing. Is there something where, and I have this theory to preface this, that trucking is an 80-20, it follows like a Pareto law where 20% of my drivers give me 80% of my grief, but I don't know at a given time which 20% are making my life miserable. Is that something where with feedback from customers and the AI now, is that something where there's a trend, or do you think it kind of follows a bell curve where maybe like half of the drivers are pretty good and the other half needs some coaching? Is there any specific cool things you found out as you're chewing through this data and getting that customer feedback?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point that, you know, is all my risk concentrated in a small percentage of drivers? And, you know, I think without going into the full data, because that is data we look at, but, you know, probably can't share everything, it is a good way to kind of think about that. You know, fundamentally, you're always going to have drivers who are not necessarily following the rules as much as other drivers are. And there might be various reasons for that. I think one of the key things, though, that's really important to understand is you know, even if you have some drivers where the risk may be concentrated, you fundamentally need to make sure that every driver is supported through the use of AI, right? Through the use of AI dash cams. Every driver can benefit from it. And the reason I say that is because, you know, we talk about AI dash cams as identifying the riskiest drivers, but AI dash cams also identify the most, safest drivers, the ones who are always doing, following the rules, the ones who are always doing a great job, the ones who are making sure that, you know, if you have certain policies that are adhered to effectively. And so I think the benefit of cameras and AIs is really for everyone. It shouldn't just be about the focus on the most unsafe ones. It should really be about how do I make all of my drivers, significantly better. One of the ways that, I think you can also think about this is, we recently launched our, in 2023, we launched our AI Omnicam. And our AI Omnicam is really about giving visibility, from your side camera, from the side or the rear of a vehicle where a vast majority of accidents happen. Now, to prevent a lot of these accidents, we need to make sure that they have visibility in real time of what's happening, blind spot monitoring, lane changes, things like that. And that's the kind of capability that every driver can benefit from. And it's not really about, monitoring the driver at that point. It's about how do we give tools to the driver to make better decisions on the road, and this product, for example, was, most recently found to be, I think Heavy Duty Trucking gave it like one of the top 20 products of the year. But that's really how we think about building products with AI embedded in them is, how do I make sure that everyone benefits, not just specific drivers on the road?
Those are really cool because I've seen back in my days doing fleet operations, we would go through dash cam footage. And the problem is that we'd have a front facing cam, but sometimes if a lane change happened, a driver gets caught under the trailer, something happens, we didn't have like that Omni cam ability. So you're looking at the two tiny mirrors at the front of the hood, trying to see the nose mirrors and like, oh, I think this happened. I think this happened. So is that kind of one of the things that fleets are starting to adopt more, especially with your software package, is not only drivers have side views, but I'm assuming if you're backing, maybe the eventual introduction of a backing camera, having that 360 degree visibility, because I see that happen in truck stops as well. You just can't see the edge. And next thing you know, take off a mirror.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how, we are, looking at this product is how do we, not just how do we give you side and rear views, but how do we give you an AI powered solution to support that? Right. And the way we kind of think about our Omnicam, for example, here is, it can support you on the side, it can support you on the rear, it can support passenger, it can support cargo monitoring. To your point earlier about, backup accidents, they actually cause side swipes and rear accidents actually cause 33% of fatal crashes, right? And 44% of crashes with injuries. So our view is, the AI Omnicam, which just gives you more visibility, more wider view. It's an intelligent field of view, truly, that helps you reduce risk. And that's how we want to make sure that everyone benefits from this. It's a truly forward-looking product when it comes to preventing accidents. And paired well with the AI dash cam, that's really what we've seen a lot of our top customers look at here is, they know about dash cams. They some of the largest enterprise clients that we work with today, we recently kind of mentioned that earlier. I think we, at this point we've seen 60% year-over-year growth in our enterprise customer base. And the reason is for that is because of these products, right? The reason for that is they want to be able to see this sort of 360-degree view. They want to be able to have their drivers actually prevent accidents. And that comes from the use of our AI dash cam or AI Omnicam.
And looking at the camera placement, I'm curious, are they getting placed now on the tractors themselves for the sides? Or is it also integrating with like the trailers where we're looking at rings? Because almost think of like a Tesla that has little rings of cameras around them. Is there specific ways that the location matters?
Yes, absolutely. In order for drivers to get the best field of view, we designed the AI Omnicam to have the widest angle in the market from, you know, for any sort of side or rear camera. And so how we help customers now install this is typically on the side of the tractor, typically on the side of the door or the mirror. We help our customers ensure that they're getting not just the optimal placement, but the optimal view for that. And then we help them go a step beyond that. You know, we've got a really slick onboarding installation flow that customers can use to, you know, install the product. We do a lot of work in constantly optimizing that installation time. You know, we hear a lot of times that from customers that, hey, installation is you know, either painful, they have to work with, you know, a third-party installers. We want to make sure that that experience is best in class for them. But then most importantly, drivers have the bright view to be able to reduce accidents. So that's really how we work with them is typically we'll work with them to put on the sides. And then, of course, on the rear, it depends on the use case, but we'll typically be able to support them there too.
That's what I was curious about. I wonder as well, is that something as we're moving forward, allowing, you know, a display for the drivers to see the side cameras? Is that something that can integrate with like an ELD? Or is that something where eventually we'll see in the future, I just have like an extra row where I can see additional cameras, if that makes sense? Because I'm thinking my mirrors, I'm thinking my nose mirrors, but those side ones, I wonder if that's an opportunity as well, integrating it within the display or even having additional hardware.
Yeah, that's certainly you know, certainly something we're considering, which is if there is an option to be able to integrate into the display. You know, there are some challenges to do that. You know, there's a lot of partners you have to work with to make sure that that's possible. But how we support them today is we do work with customers to be able to provide a tablet view of what is happening from their side, what is happening in the rear. And that's something that customers can typically, you know, put in cab to be able to help support them there. That's how we have generally seen customers, you know, start using adoption of this. And that's, you know, and getting that real-time feedback to drivers instantaneously is what's most important here for us.
So let's talk about use cases. You know, for fleets, you've grown enterprise accounts, you're getting large customers. Are there specific things that they're using or they're requesting for features, or are we seeing an adoption? Because one of the big questions I always think of is front-facing versus driver-facing cameras and how that goes in. Are you seeing some features more requested than others as these large fleets are adopting this type?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think the way we kind of work with customers and how we understand kind of what they're looking for is we really look at what is going to be most impactful for them in terms of reducing their accidents on the road. And, you know, customers are great because, you know, they give you so much feedback and, you know, there's a lot of elements to that we take into consideration. For us, it's extremely important to listen to all of our customers. It's extremely important for us to understand, you know, the actual things that are going to be, you know, reducing accidents on the road. And so how we really think about capabilities that we build is really tied very deeply to what will help us bring the most impact from an accident reduction standpoint. And, you know, a good example of this most recently, you know, is when we, you know, released some of our updates on how we detect lane changes. We've also recently made a pretty significant push in how we detect collisions for customers. These kinds of capabilities, you know, from an AI standpoint, is how you get better, right? Being able to have more visibility, more real-time support, you know, high recall, you know, that's the kind of work that, from a customer standpoint, we believe can actually make a big leap for them in terms of getting to the accident reduction that we talked about. You know, and you know, just kind of give you some perspective on that. You know, in last year in 2023, you know, we, you know, through the use of our products, through the use of some of this technology, you know, we prevented, you know, almost 90,000 accidents.
Wow.
You know, we saved over 87 million employee hours, you know, and fundamentally over $200 million in savings. All of these things lead up to true impact for our customers, right? And so that's what we keep our eye on is, you know, all these capabilities that we build, are they leading to a true impact on the customer side? Whether it's an accident prevented, hours saved, or dollars back in their pocket.
That's amazing. I mean, we hear about, you know, nuclear verdicts, a lot of these issues, especially if you're in an accident, but not a lot of stuff is highlighted on the safety. It almost feels as though trucking companies need to adopt this technology and have the AI just to safeguard them from drivers on the road who, you know, post-pandemic trends, how it's interpreted, it feels as though driving quality, it's been a little bit wilder on the road. So I guess from carriers, this is an additional level of security in addition to a teaching tool and, you know, a tool to help better their fleet.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I think it's important for every single carrier to be able to adopt this technology, right? And it's important for them to not just adopt it, but actually use it, work with their drivers on it, communicate effectively, implement it into their policies and their practices, go deep into the technology. One of the things we love doing is working so closely with our customers to understand, how do we help you leverage this technology better? How do we help you communicate this more effectively, with your own drivers? It's important for us to kind of stay on, on the ball with some of these. One of the things we love doing, and one of the things we've seen with our customer base is, our CSAT at this point is over 95%. Our net retention with customers is growing 115%. And I think it's just reflective of the type of work that we think is going to be important to make customers successful, in using Motive.
And I think the dashboard is such a cool thing to highlight on, because I've seen a lot of dashboards, as a driver manager, as a user, end user, it feels sometimes like you're stuck with like NASA mission control. But one of the cool ones that I've seen was that looking at dashboards, if you're able to immediately at a glance identify the unsafe behaviors that happen and you can immediately take action versus the UX problem of I'm going through five different panes or I'm waiting for someone else to tell me. Is that also, it's one thing to have the data and the AI, but I'm assuming the other biggest challenge is just the presentation and the workflow, because I think that's an underrepresented thing when we hear about folks making tech changes. You can have it really good on the front end, but if it doesn't work on the back end and give me the stuff I need, it's not always making it work.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the presentation of information to customers in making it easy to understand and actionable is so critical. It's not, you can't just take that for granted that just because, you've got the AI that's it. It's actually quite important for us to make sure that customers understand the full benefit of this thing. I'll give you an example of something that I think we do really well. When we detect tailgating instances, one of the pieces of feedback we hear from customers all the time that they love is we show, when your driver is tailgating someone and there's a vehicle in front of you, we show the distance and sort of almost, the time it takes, going at the current speed that it would take for you to potentially hit the vehicle in front. That data point is so critical for some of these customers because that's a useful data point to be able to coach and train someone with. It's being able to tell them, hey, the difference between, a nuclear verdict and, being safe on the road is this value. That's the kind of thing that, we work so hard with our customers to make sure that they're getting the value from. I think just to give you perspective on these kinds of capabilities and how we sort of think about, iterating on the product, in last year alone, we shipped almost over 100 product updates, to our customer base. This is really about constantly improving the product. They see this across our Omnicam I mentioned earlier, our AI dash cam, and even in other areas, right? We launched an Asset Gateway Mini, last year. It's a smaller versatile product version of our Asset Gateway, but it's these kinds of product updates, whether it's in the dashboard, whether it's, maybe a small data point or change, those are kind of things that are the difference between, being safe and being more productive and profitable for our customers. And so that's really how we think about, improving our product.
Well, it's great information to go through, Abhishek. Thanks so much for your time. If folks want to learn more about Motive or yourself, get in touch, find out this information, what's the best way to find out?
Well, I think the best way is, you could visit our website, gomotive.com. Or you can easily reach us through our sales team. Our product team is also always willing to listen and hear. I think the last thing I would mention is, you know, we are also having our Motive Innovation Summit, April 9th through 10th in Nashville. And that'll be a great way for customers or anyone who's interested in learning more about Motive to come and meet us directly and hear more about what we're doing and, you know, how we're going to make our customers more safer, profitable, and productive.
Perfect. Check it out. Check out the event as well. Thanks so much for your time. That's a wrap for this show. But if you just missed it, it'll be on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you may find your podcasts. You can find it at freightwaves.com/loaded and rolling for the newsletter Thursdays at 2, or join us for the podcast live Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Join us next time.